We are proud to welcome in for the first time Kevin Payne, senior writer with RotoWire.com and RotoWire magazine. He's an expert there, and RotoWire.com for more than two decades has been the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Kevin, my man, how in the world are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jay.
You bet, buddy. It is a I'm curious, before we get into the nuts and bolts, I can remember playing Rotisserie League baseball as a little kid and scanning the USA Today for National League stats that came out on a Tuesday growing up outside of Atlanta. How did you get into this, Kevin?
I had a friend who just knew that I was a big sports fan, and he said, you know, I run this fantasy baseball league. What would you think about going ahead and joining? And that was about 20 years ago, and this league has been around here in Buffalo, I think almost for 30 years, believe it or not. And then it just kind of snowballed. And eventually I used to comment on the blog on rotowire.com maybe 15 years ago, used to share some of my thoughts, and I had somebody from the website approach me and say, well, what would you think about doing a basketball article for us? So I said, sure. And I started doing just one basketball article every single month. And then they came back to me and said, well, are you interested in football? Are you interested in baseball? So now I do all sorts of different things for the site. It's just kind of snowballed into basically a job for me. So it's something I thoroughly enjoy doing, and it's not too bad when you can get paid for it as well.
Amen. Amen to that, brother. Wells and I feel the same way. How many leagues do you play in?
I will probably be in roughly 10 leagues. And probably five of those will be best ball leagues, which are really starting to gain traction. It's really kind of the lazy man's way to go if you want to do fantasy sports. You draft a team, and each and every week the computer software goes ahead and puts your best team in. You don't have to worry about the waiver wire. You don't have to worry about setting lineups, any of that stuff. The computer does it for you, so I'm a huge fan of those. And then one of the local leagues I do here is a keeper league. So we drafted that the first year last year. And that carries over into each and every year. So that one, I think, has a little bit more of a sense of pride because it's a bunch of us local guys. There's a lot of trash talking, and a lot of it, we play for a little bit of money, but a lot of it has to do with winning and that sense of pride to win.
It sounds like you and I have a similar upbringing in both sports and in our love for sports, the actual games and the fantasy versions of them. But let me pick your brain for our listeners out there a little bit. Give me three or four of the, I don't know, preseason battles that are most important in terms of fantasy as camp starts to open.
Okay, so if we're taking a look, the one thing I take a look at around the league is we have all these timeshares. We're going to have to figure out which guy is going to get the upper hand and is going to get the most amount of carries. So the first two rookies that I would keep an eye on are Josh Jacobs in Oakland and David Montgomery in Chicago. Now, David Montgomery, Tariq Cohen's going to have his own role. We know that. He's going to line up in the slot. They're going to make a concerted effort to give him the ball. But remember, Chicago did sign Mike Davis for $6 million. $3 million of that is guaranteed. I think that's a little bit of an insurance policy on David Montgomery. Maybe he's going to be, some of these rookies sometimes struggle with pass protection. They struggle with picking up the playbook. So I think he's kind of insurance. So I'm curious to see how that shakes out. But there's a great opportunity there for early down work and at the goal line for whichever one of those guys can kind of grab that job. The other job that I would take a look at is between the running backs in Seattle. I really like Rashad Penny. I think that this is the year he goes ahead and takes that job away from Chris Carson, who's already banged up, by the way. He sat out of camp last month, and you don't want to draft players who are injured going into the season. I try to be risk-averse when it comes to that. And you've got to remember, Penny's a former first-round pick. They think very highly of him. He came into camp in much better shape. He was a little bit overweight last year. They think he lost, like, between 10 and 20 pounds. Looks a little bit leaner, should be quicker. We saw flashes of him being able to run the football quite effectively. I believe he averaged 4.7 yards per carry last year. So if he can go ahead and take over from Chris Carson, he's potentially a great pick, considering that he's going well after pick 100 in most drafts.
The voice you hear is new friend of the show, Kevin Payne. He is an expert fantasy football writer at rotowire.com. You can follow him on Twitter at KC Payne, P-A-Y-N-E-2-6.
K Kevin, you know, in about a month, everybody's going to start to draft their teams. And one position I find myself in frequently when I'm drafting is looking at high-risk type of players. Those guys can actually produce on the field. They might be coming off an injury. They might be a player that just misses X amount of games pretty much on a yearly basis because of injuries. Or a guy like, let me throw Kareem Hunt out there, who's actually facing a suspension. He's already high risk as it is. Melvin Gordon holding out, those types of guys. When you go into a draft, how do you sort of grade those guys, and how do you prepare to draft or pass on those guys?
Yeah, those are a couple of interesting guys, and I said this the other day to one of my friends. I said, did we just go ahead and flip-flop Melvin Gordon and Tyreek Hill from where they were a week ago? Now right. that we know Hill's not going to be suspended and Gordon might hold out, which I actually think he might do. So I try to be risk-averse. They've got to be a great value. And one of my guys ran a poll on Twitter, actually, and said, where would you take Melvin Gordon at this point? And I think overwhelmingly people said they were still comfortable taking him in the middle of the second round. But my question here is, where is he going to be a week from now? Does he drop a round per week from now until the start of the season if he hasn't signed? So overall, I tried to be risk-averse. I said, Melvin Gordon, I'm probably taking him fourth round, and he's not going to be there. Somebody else will jump on him before that. As I said, I tend to be with these certain situations, whether it's an injury, whether it's a contract dispute or something else, I'm going to be risk-averse and probably not take one of these guys. I'm going to let somebody else have them. If it works out for them, great. But the only way I'm going to take them is if they're at such an incredible value, I'd be foolish to pass them up. So most of the time, they're not going to fall to me.
So another drafting question. If you've got your sheet in front of you, and let's say that you're 2 to 3, maybe 4 rounds deep, and running back is really what you need to address per your team, but you see a run on wide receivers. One, what do you describe as a run? Is that more than 2 in a row, and kind of how does that affect your strategy moving forward? Kind of what would you advise our audience to do when they face a run type situation on a specific position group when they need another position, but they know that that other position has a current run on it?
Yeah, so I usually say to zig when everybody's zagging. So if I do see a run on wide receiver, I might go with running back, or I might go to quarterback. I try to do the exact opposite, looking for value. I try not to panic. And I think in most drafts, what I've seen so far, believe it or not, is in those middle rounds, there tends to be a quarterback run, believe it or not, because everybody always preaches, wait on quarterback, wait on quarterback. It worked out last year if you took Patrick Mahomes, and there will be some guys out there. It might be Josh Allen, might be Jameis Winston, Jimmy G. One of those guys you're going to be able to wait and take. But I'm seeing in these middle rounds, all of a sudden, Mahomes is usually going third, fourth round at the latest. But then all of a sudden, when you see Watson, Buck, Aaron Rodgers start to go off the board, it seems like everybody kind of hits the panic button and goes for a quarterback. Wait, be patient. There will still be good values later. And worst comes to worst, especially at a position like quarterback, I don't mind taking two kind of quote-unquote weaker guys and talking about maybe a Ben Roethlisberger and a Drew Brees and just play the matchups with those two guys each and every week.
The voice you hear is Kevin Payne, our new designated fantasy football guru. You can follow him. He is a senior writer at rotowire.com and for RotoWire magazine. His Twitter handle, at KCPayne26. As of right now, and I'm not going to hold you to this, Kevin, if you drew number one and you had a draft in 25 minutes, who's your number one pick in this thing?
Saquon Barkley. And I don't even hesitate to say that. I mean, opposing teams last year knew that Eli Manning doesn't have a lot left in the tank. They crowded the line of scrimmage, and we still saw a fantastic season out of Saquon. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Once he breaks through that defense and he's gone, nobody is going to catch him. Ezekiel Elliott, there's just a few red flags. What he does off the field is a little bit upsetting. And I will say this, though. Dallas definitely used him more in the passing game in the second half of the season, so that was good to see. But, you know, there's been rumors about him holding out and trying to get a bigger contract as well. So that could end up playing a factor at some point. It's not that big. It's like 51-49 between those two guys. Those would be the first two guys I would take. And then, believe it or not, I might at number three go Christian McCaffrey.
That was my question.
Alvin Kamara. Yep, Alvin Kamara, David Johnson, some order like that. That's the way I would think I would go. But if I can get into a draft and I get to choose my spot, it would be one of those top 4 or 5 spots. So I can get one of those stud running backs who I know is going to get a lot of touches both in the run game and in the passing game and find the end zone double digits.
All right, Kevin, you've been excellent as I expected. And many thanks for spending some time in the afternoon. It's like 80 degrees down here. I wonder what is it in Buffalo right now?
It is 83. I went and picked up my kids from soccer camp a couple hours ago, and it was 83 up here. Everybody thinks Buffalo, we're always cold. No, we were in the 90s last week, man. The summers up here are absolutely beautiful.
All right. Well, hey, let's you and I try to get in as many rapid-fire questions as we can. And I know this is – nobody's holding you to this because McCaffrey may turn an ankle. Who knows what may happen in whatever camp moving forward. But let me just throw some hypotheticals out there. At what number would you take a wide receiver over a running back in the first round?
Probably 8, 9, somewhere in that area.
Which quarterback after Mahomes would you reach for?
Would I reach for? Gosh, I would probably go with Baker Mayfield.
Wow, that is very interesting, my good man. What defense do you like the best?
Probably I'm going to say either Chicago or maybe even the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are quietly one of those teams that might make a sneaky Super Bowl run. I really think they're loaded on both sides of the ball.
And we see this every year, but there's always that one guy that is on like 92% of championship teams. If you had to guess right now, who is that? Maybe it was James Conner last year. I don't know. Who is that guy this year?
I think it's going to be, believe it or not, Damian Williams, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs.
All righty. Kevin, I greatly appreciate your time. Thank you so much, my good man. We look forward to following your work, and hopefully we'll catch up again here on Press Row. Deal?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. That's Kevin Payne with RotoWire.com. Getting a little fantasy football taste as NFL camps across the league are starting to open. Stick around, friends. We're going to visit our Papa John's poll question and see where we can discuss about your Atlanta Braves when we come back on Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.